In the studio with us now, Grace Mann is here. She's a board member of the Donald Heater Community Center. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much, Mark. So glad to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so glad it is time for chocolate once again.
You and me both. I love chocolate. It's really a decadent thing.
When the Donald Heater Community Center says chocolate, everybody benefits.
You bet. Everybody sure does. We are so fortunate that this is one of our main fundraisers for the year. The Chocolate Festival has been around for over 20 years now, and it is just as exciting this year as it was the very first time. So we have a wonderful chocolate tour to start your weekend off. You know, we combine that somewhat with our ice festival in Lewisburg. So late night on Friday night, you can come into downtown Lewisburg in the evening and stroll through Lewisburg. If you buy a ticket for the chocolate tour, you can go into a number of different stores and get a piece of chocolate of wonderful confection that they have concocted and stroll the rest of the way down through town. It's really a lot of fun. You know, and they repeat that on Saturday, just in case you didn't have time on Friday evening or you had other plans, you can come in on Saturday afternoon and do the same.
The chocolate tour stops at Civil War Cider, Wolf Jewelers, Retra, The Mercantile, Dwellings, Purity Candy, Barnes & Noble, Betty's, Mike's Old Deal, Mondragon, I guess. I'm not sure. Is that the right way?
Yep.
And Black Dog. So those are the places. It's just $10 for the ticket.
That's correct. $10 for the ticket. And you can certainly buy those tickets online, or you can also get them today at the day of the event at the Barnes & Noble, which is great.
So that's the place. So yeah. All right. So the Donald Heater Community Center, before we get too far into the Chocolate Fest itself, yes. Chocolate Festival Saturday night, tell us about the Donald Heater Community Center, a little bit about the history and how it's evolved to what it is today.
Oh, the center is a wonderful place. It started over 25 years ago. Those of you who've been in the community for a long time remember Chief Heater, who was our wonderful chief of police in Lewisburg. And he loved children, and he was very engaged in the community. So one of the things that we thought was fitting, he was also instrumental when the center first started. We needed a place for kids to go, that they would be safe and that they would have some good instruction and people to work with to help them, give them some guidance, some leadership during that time. And Chief Heater participated in that. And obviously the center was subsequently named for him. So the center has really devoted a lot of its time working with children, having programs for them, both after school, and we do provide after school care, and also before school care now. We just started that about a year and a half ago, allowing students to come in, parents to drop them off before school. That includes, we offer some tutoring that goes along with that, some music as well. We've added a STEM program to that. So we have a number of activities. We also still have a band night where, you know, teens and a little bit post-teens come in with some really good bands and come in and have some music. But we also offer a lot for adults as well, just as its name is. It is a community center, a place for people to come and gather and enjoy each other's company and experiences.
What at times you have Bucknell students coming in to help with the tutoring?
We did. We have had a couple of different opportunities with Bucknell over the years, but one that we've reintroduced and really are focusing right now is having Bucknell students come in and offering tutoring to our students that are participating in the after-school program. And so they'll come in, work with students one-on-one.
All right, and for adults, badminton is one of the badminton leagues, so there's
yes,
a lot
it's
of
a
people
league.
Involved
Look out
in
for that.
That.
Yeah, it's a good time, and badminton's a fun sport. So we have badminton, and they've been doing that for years at the center. We have fencing. I don't know if you took advantage. We did. We focused on a lot of the different groups that used the center last year when we were celebrating our 25th anniversary. And so once a month, we had an event. And one of the things that I thought was well attended and really interesting, and I, of course, went, was to the West Branch Fencing Club. It was really fun. And they can actually do, like, tournaments. We have all the proper equipment right there at the center. It's a very fun and something for all ages, for everyone.
And you have contra dancers?
We do. Dancing is fun, too.
And everybody participates in that, right?
Everybody participates. You have all different, you know, styles of dances. They are so wonderful in that they'll be happy to teach you. They're not real intricate, that you can participate and everyone can just have a good time. Again, good for families, kids of all ages.
Now back to the kids, the youth leadership program. I know we talked to Penn Garvin a little bit about it. Probably it was probably a little bit more than a year ago,
right,
before it happened. Tell us how that worked
out.
Well,
it worked out really well, and we're going to continue with that program. It was something that we introduced specifically for middle school students. We thought that that's a great age to start introducing them to the leadership, how for them forming their ideas about leadership and what happens in their own community. So often they hear about things outside of the area, but learn about the leaders in your own community and what's important here. And so we worked with the schools, identifying and putting the word out that we had a leadership program available. The students came in and met with all different types, from the county commissioners to the school board to the mayors, the supervisors. So they got an idea of how things get done in a community, how we all have to work together, and what it takes. It was great. I think all the students that participated really enjoyed it. At the end of the sessions, they each gave a speech reflecting on what they learned and the events that they thought were important. So I thought it was very successful, and we intend to continue working with that leadership program.
Raising up good youthful leaders. Well, that's certainly a noteworthy topic. You work occasionally with and cooperatively with the Lewisburg area school districts and Bucknell students. We see Andrea Tufo's out there doing a lot of good work in the town. So
of course.
We know she's a hard worker. So
most definitely. We're so fortunate that Andrea has been with us a number of years and has just been a wonderful influence for the participants in our at the center and the community at large. She's a wealth of knowledge.
Now, the Donald Heater Community Center, donaldheater.org, and incidentally, if you want to find out more about the things we're talking about, a genuine nonprofit organization.
It definitely is. When you think about the number of children that we service, one of the things I didn't mention was our summer camp program. We were the first in the area to offer summer camps for children, particularly for parents who were working and they needed to have good, appropriate care for their children. So it's a great program, but we also, one of the missions of the center, and people need to realize this, is that we try not to turn away any students. So we try to get scholarships for these children who may not have another opportunity so that they can be with the entire group. So it's important that we have children of all levels, socioeconomic levels, participating, and we really try to make that happen. So as you said, we are a true nonprofit that's out there servicing our community.
All right, so that leads us to fundraising. Now this week you can buy a $75 ticket for the festival, and you might think $75, that's really high. But you are getting behind what is really a driving force pushing youth forward
in our community. We are very fortunate. That is exactly what we're doing. We're trying to work with all of our partners in our community, and we have a wonderful group of children. We'd like to work with more young people in our area, reaching out again to those middle school level where there's also a need for things like the leadership program. We have a STEM program. We're doing the tutoring. So I think all those are important components of our work and service and mission. The Chocolate Festival is a wonderful way to participate because funding is going directly to the center, as well as you're also going to enjoy yourself. You're going to have a great time. It's a wonderful event. Yeah, that's right. You said $75 a ticket, but you get a wonderful evening of music and camaraderie. There's going to be a live auction. There's a silent auction. Lots of delicious chocolate. You get to judge the bakers. We have our various people are competing for the amateur and professional levels. And it's just a wonderful time. And, by the way, if you get a table for eight, you also get a discount on those tickets because it's only $520 for a table of eight. So get a group of friends together. We have room for one or two more tables, and I think you'd have a wonderful time.
Well, yeah, tell eight of your, buy the table, first of all, and then tell eight of your friends or seven of your friends that you got a great gig going and you want everybody to go to the chocolate
festival.
Yeah,
exactly. Come and bring them on out. It's a lot of fun.
Right, and there's hors d'oeuvres and the a silent auction live auction.
We do both. We have both. So,
and tell me about where do all the chocolate goods come from?
Well, we are so fortunate. We have a lot of wonderful professional groups that, you know, whether it's Country Cupboard or Catherman's, or, you know, the number of bakeries in our area that actually contribute and have their chocolate, their confections there, and then the amateur. Anybody, you can go online, fill out your application, so to speak, and drop your chocolate off to be part of the amateur group.
All right, I got a Catherman's weakness.
I understand.
I'm glad they close early in the afternoon. That's all I got to say. I'm still at work mostly while they're open during the day, but I know where they are on the weekend, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, we're talking about the Donald Heater Community Center. They are raising up kids in Lewisburg and with a lot of wonderful adult programs too, a true community center, still at the same location and just doing exceedingly well, keeping up with the times. And youth leadership and STEM programs are just further evidence of that. Fundraising for the Donald Heater Community Centers this weekend. The Walking Chocolate Tour is Friday and Saturday. $10 for the tickets. The DonaldHeater.org website has them. And go ahead and make a pitch for folks to show up at the Chocolate Festival.
Oh, please show up for the Chocolate Festival. It's a wonderful weekend of events. You've got, as we just said, the Chocolate Tour. A lot of fun. Easy to do. And the festival itself on Saturday night, on February 2nd. Wonderful event. Lewisburg Hotel is where we have it. It's a wonderful venue for all of us. You can go in, have a wonderful evening with your friends, and support a great organization.
Grace Mann, board member of the Donald Heater Community Center, recently completed a term on the regional board of the First Community Foundation Partnership of Pennsylvania. Where else do we see your name pop up around here?
Oh, I'm
Olivia's working. Mom.
Olivia's mom. I'm also on the Planned Giving Council for Evangelical, working with some of the things that they do. And so we keep busy.
Well, thanks for all you're doing, Grace. Thank you.
Thank you.
DonaldHeater.org.